بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسعد تقديم الشيخ العزيز حسن عبد الوهاب مرزوق البنا في مجموعة أسئلة وأجوبة، وهذا في يوم السبت الثالث من شعبان 1438 هجري الموافق 29 أبريل 2017 ميلادي. موحدين Publications please to announce a question answer session. ودور الشيخ شيخ حسن عبد الوهاب مرزوق البنا حفظه الله. And that's on the 3rd of Shaban 1438 Hijri, corresponding to the 29th of April 2017 ميلادي. شيخ نسال يقول: O Sheikh, may Allah preserve your life. What is your advice and advice of my mother, who was once practicing Islam to the best of her ability, but then stopped practicing? When I try to advise her, she screams at me and gets angry and tells me to worry about myself, and may Allah reward you with khair. فالسائل يقول: يا شيخ ما نصيحتكم يا شيخ؟ نسأل الله أن يحفظكم. ما نصيحتكم يا شيخ؟ آمين يا رب العالمين. ما نصيحتكم يا شيخ بخصوص أمي التي كانت والله الحمد المنة في وقت من الأوقات يعني تمارس الإسلام على قدر استطاعتها، ولكن يعني توقفت عن ممارسة الدين، وكل ما توقفت عن ممارسة الدين يعني بطلت صلاة في الغالب، أظن مسألة الصلاة والله أعلم. وكلما أحاول أن أنا يعني أنصحها تصرخ علي وتزعل وتقول يعني اقلعي على نفسك أنت. جزاك الله خير يا شيخ.
دانيا
ما فيش، لا يا شيخ هو ده.
خلينا برفق، وساعة ما هي بترد ردود قطة دي تتركها شوية وتكلم مع وقت تاني عشان ما تفتنهاش، لأن دي الشيطان دخل عليها، الشيطان دخل عليها وخلها يعني تكره الأعمال دي. والمؤمن يحب ما يحبه الله ويكره ما يكرهه الله، فهي صباح شيء من وساوس الشيطان.
المؤمن يا شيخ ايه؟
هي تفرض عليها. نعم،
في كلمة كده فات عليا. المؤمن ايه يا شيخ؟ يحب ما يحبه الله
ويكره ما يكرهه الله.
ايوه نعم.
لما يقولوا ساعة كده يبقى الشيطان دخل نزل، او الشيطان وسوس. نعم، فتصبر عليها ما تتكاش عليها عشان ما تضرش اكتر. خبرك وتكلمها كلام سيبها دلوقتي وتكلمها تاني وهكذا، وتحبب إليها وتخش علي أسلوب فيه رفق عشان ما تكترش مخالفتها وتمردها على الدين. الله المستعان.
آمين.
لأن كنت تعيد على واحد تاني من صديقتها كل مؤمنة تاريخ ثم يعني تحلها عليها تقول لها وصوا بتقوى الله ما فيش معنى.
نعم
الله المستعان.
آمين. جزاكم الله خير يا شيخ. So in answering that question, the Sheikh Abdullah said, the sister must treat her mother in a most or with gentleness. And whenever her mother gives her a dry answer, like she stated in the question, she should leave her alone for a while and then come back to her again. Because it seems that the shaitan have entered upon your mother. The shaitan have entered upon your mother. And as you probably know, the believer loves what Allah loves and hates what Allah hates. So it is obvious that the shaitan have entered upon your mother and whispering to her. So you must be patient with her. Do not press her so much that she would become stubborn with you. You talk to her later on. You try to figure ways so she would soften up to you and be yani and love you even more. And you enter upon her in a way that has gentleness and kindness, so she would not go into so much actions that's against the religion of Allah and get into, yani, be stubborn regarding the religion of Allah. And if it's possible, you can seek the assistance of another sister that is close to your mother. that will give her advice to have taqwa and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب شيخ نسال يقول السلام عليكم. My question is, can I attend the wedding of my niece where some men will enter the ladies area and where there will be male photographers taking photographs. جزاكم الله خير. فسال يقول يا شيخ بعد السلام عليكم. واضح يا اخت والله اعلم. انا سؤالي يا شيخ خاص مساله زفاف بنت الخاله او بنت العمه. في الزفاف هذا بعض الرجال سيدخلوا على مكان النساء او منطقه النساء وسيكون ايضا هناك مصورين رجال يصوروا الناس. جزاكم الله خير.
ايش السؤال بقى؟ هو ده
السؤال. فكيف ان انا يعني ان انا احضر الزفاف هذا؟
لا، ساعة الرجال ما يخشوا وتخرج.
نعم،
ساعة ما يخشوا وتخرج، وبعدين تروح معاه تسلم عليها وتدعي لها، واخد بالك، عشان ما تقطعش الصلة بينها وبينها، حتى يستمر النصيحة، تقبل النصيحة منها. لو تركتها ومشيت مش هتقبل نصيحتها. هذه جميلة، مغامرة شرعية وشرعية، ولا ربنا يوفقك، دي حياتك بتاعة الله والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإذا ما كان بقى لما تخلص بقى وتمشي تصحى بقى كده منها ومنها، عشان ما تعملش تعتبر إن ده حرام ما تصحش كان يحصل وتنصح الناس بيه، ما تعملش كده تاني.
So in answering this question, Sheikh Abdullah said, the time the men enter upon you in that wedding, you as a woman must leave that area. Make sure when you attend that wedding or as soon as you go to that wedding that you give her salams, you congratulate her for her marriage, that is your niece. So you would not cut off the ties of the womb. And also, she would that way she would keep taking advice from you when the time comes for giving her advice. You must yani pay her the duty of a blood relative in accordance with the Sharia. But after you get done with doing so, you leave those settings where free mingling is taking place, and when the time is right again, you advise her. And keep on advising her later on down the road until she believes in what is haram regarding that, and do not do it again. طيب الشيخ نسال يقول السلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته نوبل شيخ.
السلام عليكم وبركاته. نعم.
A graphic designer who designs invitation cards or flyers for every program that is sinful. Example, he makes an invitation card for a church program. Is his income for that particular work halal, and is what he did that is designing the card sinful? Barakallahu feek. Fasal yaqul taban ba'd as-salam ya sheikh wa alhamdulillah sami'na as-salam alayka wa alayhi as-salam ajma'in. Yaqul andana wahid musammim fanni. Wahid yani ando tasammim fanniya. ومن ضمن التصاميم هذه بيعمل كروت الدعوة، مش كروت الدعوة في الإسلام، ولكن يعني كروت دعوة مثلا لبرامج مختلفة أو إعلانات عن برامج مختلفة. وهذا الشخص
مصنف نوع إزاي؟ مصنف إزاي يعني؟
يعني هو بيصمم الإعلان نفسه، الإعلان اللي هو الورق اللي بيوزع الناس أو اللي بيعلق على الحوائط أو غيره. بيصمم الصورة نفسها. ما هذا هو بقى المربط الفرس. هو بيقول هنا بيصمم كثير من إعلاناته أو الأشياء اللي بيصممها تعتبر يعني دعوة إلى والعياذ بالله إلى ذنوب. مثلا يصمم مثلا كروت دعوية لبرامج في الكنائس.
لا ما صح الشيء
من كده. نعم.
فهل موضوع ربا ولا موضوع شرك؟ يعني يعمل في الحاجات اللي هي حلال، يعمل وسط استمرار رسول الله، يعمل الحاجات اللي مستثنيك في الحاجات الحلال، لا يعمل كنيسة ولا يعمل الخمر ولا يعمل الفواحش ولا يعمل الربا. لما إنسان يعمل حاجات ما فيش بيها يعني مخالفة للدين، فيش مانع. لما يخالف الدين لا.
طيب
يعني كنيسة عشان يشرب الشرك ويساعد الفواحش عشان يشر الفواحش؟ لا. والربا عشان يشر الربا؟ لا. مش هيمشي من حاجات. لازم الإنسان مؤمن ما يكونش في أي عمل من الأعمال دي ليه فعالية لا يعبرها والرجة فاهجر شرك والمخالفات الشرعية وشوفوا التفسير في الآية والرجة فاهجر
نعم
ولا تمن تستكثر سورة المدثر سورة المدثر فيها ايه والرجة نعم. فاهجر
طيب دي الشيخ حفظه الله answered the question he said حفظه الله after saying بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله you as a graphic نعم آمين رب العالمين you as a graphic designer should never take part in anything that is haram including matters of riba or usury and matters of shirk or polytheism you can only deal with what is نعم يا شيخنا
شرك
Now you should not provide any kind of service, especially if it deals with church services. As the Sheikh mentioned, service meaning to deal with the churches. You can only interact or seek halal means. You do not do anything for a church or a place that's serving liquor or a place that's doing or calling people to do fawahish or lewd or wicked actions or a place that deals with riba. Like a dance or a music party, for example, all of this is prohibited. Or an acting job or a place or a theater company or a movie, an ad for a movie, whatever, all of this is haram. But rather, you do what has no opposition to religion of Islam. You deal and interact with what has no opposition to the religion of Islam. The question here for you, my dear brother, are you trying to help the church to propagate their shirk or polytheism? Are you trying to help the people of fawahish and lewd actions to propagate their wickedness and sinfulness? Are you trying to propagate the people of riba or usury to push their usury and riba upon the people? It's not permissible for you as a Muslim to help him in any shape or form with these matters. The believer can only be in an action that is permissible from the Quran and Sunnah. As the Sheikh mentioned the ayat from Surah Al-Muddathir, in which it says in Surah Al-Muddathir, verses 5 and 6, and when it comes to uncleanness or filthy stuff, avoid it. And do not come for favor to acquire more. Do not be from those who try to do, to compromise religion of Islam, in other words, so you can make more money. And if we look at the tafsir, as the Sheikh Abdullah said, Aram tafsir al-Sa'di, ya Sheikhna?
Tadam.
And in tafsir al-Sa'di, when it comes to verse 5 in Surah Al-Muddathir, where Ruj Safahjur, he says, يحتمل أن المراد بالرج الأصنام والأوثان. It is possible that what is meant by rich here, idols and statues, التي عبدت مع الله, that has been worshipped along with Allah. فأمره بتركها. So Allah commanded the believers, including Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, to leave it. والبراءة منها, and to declare your freedom and innocence of them. ومما نسب إليها من قول أو عمل. And whatever is related. نعم. And whatever is related to it of a statement or action. ويحتمل أن المراد بالرش أعمال الشرك كلها وأقواله. It is also possible that is what is meant by a rijis is all actions of evils and all statements of evil. فيكون آمرا له بترك الذنوب. So you as a believer must command the people to leave all kinds of sin. صغيرها وكبارها.
توابع الشرك.
نعم. It's minor and it's major. As the Sheikh said.
المعاصي والذنوب.
The shirk and everything related to shirk, including sins and evil actions. Naam. Ayyuha Sheikh Nasir. Zahiraha wa batinaha. What is hidden and what is obvious or what is shown to the people or what is known to the people. Fayadkhul fi dhalika ash-shirk wa ma dunu. So it becomes part of these actions, as the Sheikh said, mentioned earlier, is a shirk, actions of polytheism. And anything below that or anything after that or anything lesser of a sin than that.
عفواً يا أخي شبان.
نعم.
ولكن الله حبب لكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وقرر عليهم كفر وفسوق وعصيان. كل حاجة فيها زي كفر وفسوق وعصيان. لا الإنسان ما يقربوش ولا يساعد فيه. الشرك ومدوه مدوه من المعاصي والمخالفات الشرعية. كل داخل في الآيات. لا يساعد إنسان على معصية. لا ما يخشش معاه. ولا شيء يكرهه الله. المؤمن يحب ما يحب الله ويكره ما يكرهه الله. سواء كان في نفسي أو في غيره أو في شغله وهكذا. فدي قواعد عامة. مش حاجات يعني ممكن تعملها أو ما تعملهاش. لا. قواعد عامة.
طيب ولا تمنن تستكثر in verse 6 of Surah Al-Muddathir, meaning do not do favors to the people or do not try to do favors to the people by doing all kinds of blessings that Allah has blessed you with from the religion of Allah as well as the worldly blessings. So you try to gain more by such favors. وترى لك الفضل عليهم بإحسانك المنة. And you see or you see to yourself that by doing them a favor, you are doing them a favor. بل أحسن الناس مهما أمكنك. But rather do favors to the people as much as you can. Now.
والمن يعني عندك مكتوب المن.
المن يا شيخنا اللي هو احنا بنسميه بالإنجليزي. نسيت الاسم الإنجليزي. الله مستعان. يسموه.
أوبيس ولا مش هو.
المن هنطلعها ان شاء الله هطلعها لك دلوقتي يا شيخ. طب ممكن اكمل التفسير هذا ونرجع للآية الثانية؟
طيب لا مش كده بقى التفسير الثاني انت خدت بس الرجل الرجل فزهر
يعني نروح للآية الثانية.
الرجل كفاية ما يعني تفسير الرجل بس وتوابعه بس.
طيب اللهم بارك.
الآية الثانية حاجات ثانية نصائح ثانية. طيب.
حب بعينيك الإيمان. نعم
الله عز حب عليكم وزينه في قلوبكم وكره لكم كفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون. هم دول الناس اللي ماشيين على الطريق ده. هم دول المؤمنين.
هذا سورة الحجرات يا شيخ الآية 7. The Sheikh said enough of the tafsir from Surah Al-Muddathir, and he mentioned the other ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 7, where it says what it means. And know that amongst you was the Messenger of Allah. If you are to obey him in so much of the matter, you would be successful. No, rather, if he were to obey you in much of the matter, you would be in difficulty. But Allah has endeared to you the faith and has made it pleasing in your hearts and has made hateful to you disbelief, defiance, and disobedience. Those are the rightly guided. And here is the part that the Sheikh mentioned, Hafidhahullah. No, but rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made it beloved to you to the belief, al-Iman, and made it beautiful in your hearts and made it hateful for you to be upon kufr, disbelief, wal-fusuq wal-isyan, and sin, and defiance. Verily, those are the rightly guided. In this ayat, the Sheikh said, after mentioning this ayat, we learn that Allah have made it hateful to any human being that's upon belief, matters of disbelief, and anything lower or lesser evil than disbelief that includes shirk or polytheism and any other sin that is lesser than polytheism. And anything that's against the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And consequently, you as a believer cannot assist anybody upon sin. You as a believer cannot help or provide help to anybody that's upon sin or make him or her yani continue on with their sin or whatever that's against the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, the believer loves what Allah loves and hates what Allah hates. And that applies to your nafs, to yourself, or even to your job or your source of income. These are general rules, my dear brothers and sisters, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, because it doesn't carry any possibility. It doesn't carry the chance for you that you may or may not do it. But rather, these are general rules that must apply as it is. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam for any believer. في حاجة تانية يا شيخ في الموضوع ده؟ جزاكم الله خير يا شيخ. طب شيخنا في بعض الأحيان يعني أظن إحنا كلمنا في الموضوع ده من قبل بس برضه للفايدة, يعني المسلم بالذات السلفي بيكون بين اختيارين, يا إما يبقى على عمل مثلا العمل هذا يعني الحمد لله يكفي بعض الشيء ولكن يعرض عليه عمل آخر يبعده عن المساجد ويبعده عن الطاعات بكثرة السفر وغيره, ولكن في من الرزق الأكثر والحلال الحمد لله في الحالتين, فإيش يفعل في هذا الأمر؟
طبعا يختار اللي هو أقرب للدين من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الأقرب بالدين وللقليل, لأن الدين حياتك روحك ودينك ودنياك في الدين, فكيف يأخذ عشان يسأل يعني أو يكسر من دخله أو يرفع مستوى دخله عشان يأخذ فلوس أكثر ويعيش عيشة أرقى في الدنيا على حساب الدين؟ لا, يأخذ الثانية اللي فيها الدين مع ضعف شوية في المال أحسن له.
نعم, حتى يا شيخ لو مثلا الأخ عليه ديون عايز يرضعها يشتغل فيها مؤقت مثلا. نعم,
أخش من دين غيرها عشان جمع فلوس وسد الديون, فالإنسان يتوسط.
نعم,
ممكن يشتغل شغلتين, ممكن إذا كان عنده وقت يعني يشتغل شغلة مثلا خفيفة وشغلة ثقيلة الاثنين حلال مع المحافظة على الدين, يعني بوقت الدرس وقت العلم لازم يخليه, لأن دي بقول حضرتك متوقف عليه إصلاح دينه ودنياه.
نعم,
يخش يشتغل وقت فلوسه كان مش هيعرف يبقى عنده جهل يسلك الحياة إزاي, هيعرفش
So as a sheikh for an added benefit here, how about your sheikh, a believer, was given a choice between two different jobs per se, one that doesn't pay as much, it may suffice him, but it gives him the chance to be close to his brothers and be in the masjid as much as he could, and the other will pay him more but require him to travel far away from the masjid and being far from his brothers and the classes and so on. So a sheikh said, of course, he must choose what brings him closer to his religion, because the religion is your life, my dear brothers and sisters. The religion is the one that inspires your soul, that lifts up your spirits. Even the religion is best for your world, and it's not the other way around. So how, for example, the sheikh said, how is he going to go about trying to increase his income, or as may some people say, raise his standards of living by taking more money and a harder job that requires more travel or being far from the masajid in exchange or at the account of his religion? That doesn't work. That is not the way it works in the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But rather, he or she must take what helps him and assist him upon his religion. Even as the Sheikh, I ask the Sheikh again, pay attention to this point. Even if that brother or sister owes money, he said, even if he owes money, because otherwise, how is he? Or otherwise, he or she will be opening the doors upon them from the way of paying the debt to fall into what keeps him away from the religion of Allah, or keeps him away from their brothers and sisters. The Sheikh said it's possible that this brother, for example, can get a second job if he has time. So he has a job that is, يعني والله أعلم, maybe a little too difficult for him, but he has a second job that helps him with his income until he gets off the ground. And again, remember, dear brother and dear sister, these matters, يعني these matters, your religion and your worldly affairs rely upon it, meaning that your worldly affair and your religion rely on the fact that you as a believer is close to the Messenger of Allah and attending the classes and benefiting from the knowledge. Otherwise, as the Sheikh said, the person will remain confused in these matters and he will never take the right path in this life. Allahu ta'ala a'lam. Allahumma barik. طب شيخنا العالي, السؤال الجاي يكون آخر سؤال عشان نلحق صلاة العصر.
تفضل.
جزاكم الله خير. طيب, السؤال هذا من أخت تقول this is a sister I hope to get married to protect my private parts even though my father may reject and I intend to marry a student of knowledge. This is a great aspiration of mine that would greatly benefit me in honoring a husband as I believe it would grant me great ease and comfort in my religion and so my respect and love for him would greatly increase. However, my father might be in opposition to this also. Also, must I compromise this condition in order to please my father for the sake of my Lord, the Almighty, the All-Wise? What is the most pleasing action to my Lord in this regard? And it seems this question needs to be a little bit organized, so I'm going to organize it in Arabic. السائلة تقول يا شيخ هذا سؤال من أخت تقول أنا أريد أنا يعني أنا أعمل بالزواج قريبا حتى أحمي يعني حتى أعف نفسي ولكن يا شيخ في احتمال أن والدي يرفض هذا الزواج لأنه يريد أن أتزوج من طالب علم لأنه أعتبر طلاب العلم يعني مصدر عظيم لرفع المعنويات أو يعني الشعور الطيب وأيضا أن أستفيد من طالب العلم هذا بإني أكرمه كزوج
نعم
كذلك أؤمن بأني إذا تزوجت من طالب علم هذا يعطيني يعني راحة عظيمة في حياة في ديني وأيضا يعني احترام وحب لهذا الشخص يزداد أكثر ولكن يا شيخ تقول والدي احتمال كبير أن يكون ضد هذه هذا الأمر فهل ممكن أتخلى عن مسألة أن أتزوج من طالب العلم حتى والدي يرضى عني وبالتالي الله سبحانه وتعالى يكون راضي عني وما هو
هي متمسكة ولا أبوها متمسك
لا هي متمسكة مسألة عايزة تتجوز من طالب علم إذا توفر ولكن أبوها ممكن يزوجها غير طالب العلم
خلاص خلصت السؤال
نعم يا شيخ
الله وحمد الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا جاءكم تدلوا دينه وخلقوا فزوجوه إلا تفعل بكم فتنة في الأرض وفساد يعني متوقف صلاح الحال دين أو دنيا على هذا الاختيار دين وخلقه كمان دينه ما يكونش مثلا عنده بخل شديد وهو موحد سلك عنده عصبية شديدة وهو سلفي أخبرك يعني اثنين أخبرك فده خير وتبحث عنه وتتجوزه أخبرك وتقول لا تنخ تعبوها بأن سعرتها متوقفة على ذلك وإذا كان ما بيش واحد قدامها إذا جاء واحد يشرطه عليه ممكن واحد يبقى عنده استعداد ولكن ما بيعملش تقول لا انت كنت عاوز تجوزني تكون على خلق ودين كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فهل عندك استعداد بس يكون هذا بأمانة فإذا كان واحد يقبل ويتعلم ويصير من أهل السنة ويتجوز ما فيش مانع فهذا كله ما في واحد تخشه دخله للسلفية ويتجوز أحسن ما يترك هكذا في الطريق اللي هو فيه مخالف للسلفي فإذا كان واحد يوافق على كده في واحد موجود مستعد خير عنده استعداد وعنده العلم والسلفي ما عندهش ممكن واحد لما يجي لها تقول له كلام تشرط عليه فإذا وافق تتجوزه ما وافقش شوف غيره وهكذا حتى لا تعطل عن جوابه تفتن إلا تفعلكم فتنة في الأرض وفساد البلاد حتبكر والفساد يكثر لأن الإنسان ضعيف وعاوز يسكن هذا كله علوم مرتبطة ببعضها فقل لا تبحث عن دين وخلقه إذا لم يكن موجود عندها قالها تشوف واحد قالها تاني ما قالهاش الأولين اللي هو دين وخلق تقول للتاني ده ولكن إذا كان واحد جاهز يكون أحسن عنده دين وخلق يكون أحسن وتصر على ذلك بس والله مستعان.
اللهم بارك. طيب
عندك حاجة تانية؟
بارك الله فيك يا شيخ. So I explained to the Sheikh, it seems that the sister, يعني, I had to recognize this question in English when I translate back in Arabic, and I mentioned the sister seems, Allah A'lam, that she would love to marry student of knowledge, and she sees the benefit of marrying a student of knowledge, but her father may marry her off to somebody else that is not a student of knowledge. So Sheikh said, it sounds like she's the one that is holding on to that condition. I said, yes, ya Sheikh, Allah Ta'ala A'lam. So after saying Bismillah, والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله, our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever comes to you that you are pleased with his religion and his manners, then marry him off. And if you do not do so, it will become a fitna upon the earth and a corruption. And Sheikh said what is meant here by his religion, not just his religion being Salafi, but also not being stingy, but rather yani a man that is upon the Sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم properly. We don't mean here, or what is meant here in the hadith also, that is not a man that's just upon religion, but he is gets upset quickly, for example, or he has extreme nervousness while he's Salafi, but rather a man who's calm and upon religion, for example. So if that is the goodness you're trying to find in a brother that comes to you, that is the one you want to marry, so you must tell your father that your happiness is connected greatly to these conditions and according to the hadith. So if a person comes to you that these conditions apply to according to the hadith, then tabarakallah, the sheikh said, you can marry that person. But if a person came to you that you do not see all those conditions are fulfilled, then you must honestly talk to them and ask him honestly to answer you and put it as a condition in the marriage, that if you wanted to marry me, for example, as a sister upon the Sunnah, you must be upon good manners and a strong religion. You must be willing to learn and learn as much as you can until you become from the people of the Sunnah properly. And in that case, it would be no harm to marry him. In that case, it would be no harm to marry that brother. But for a person, for example, and as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, it is better, for example, in this case, to marry this brother after putting these conditions and after he's accepting those conditions and abiding by those, then leave him upon what is against Salafiyyah and let him continue on with the misguidance he was upon. Wal-iyadu billah. Say if the man is willing to be upon goodness and be upon Salafiyyah, that is best, that is khair. And if he was not, then you have to have a condition upon him regarding that. If he agrees, you marry him, inshallah. You accept to marry him. And if he doesn't agree, then you do not marry him. And the reason we are giving you this kind of advice, my dear sister, so you would not be sitting idle, not married, and cause yourself to fall into fitna, since you want to protect your private parts, as you mentioned in the question. And since we learn from the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you would not be upon the earth a fitna and corruption to mankind. Because after all, man, that includes sisters, have been created weak. And they always, always, as a human being, you look for calmness and serenity in your life, meaning having a spouse. So again, as the Sheikh said, you look for the man that's upon the religion of Allah and have the manners of the Sunnah. That is the best man to marry. Otherwise, you can tell the person that doesn't have all of this to put it as a condition, and if they accept, then you can marry him. But it's best for you, as the Sheikh said, that you stick with the first one, of course, and from the hadith, the one that's upon the religion and good manners, and be insistent. Insist upon that. Wallahu al-musta'an. Jazakum Allah khair, ya Sheikh. So anything that I said that is correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anything that I said as a translator that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.